Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight, right here on your radio station. And, well, let's see. A lot going on tonight, and certainly our prayers are with the folks down in Florida this evening. And I just had the opportunity to see some live pictures coming in from Tampa, Florida, and I'll address that in just a moment here, but let's go ahead and open our program tonight with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you so much again for the opportunity to be on the air tonight. Thank you for making it possible. Lord, we do pray for those that are in Florida tonight in the path of Hurricane Irma. We just pray that you would just give them safety. We thank you that the storm has downgraded here throughout the evening. Pray that it would continue to weaken as it comes through Tampa tonight. And Lord, we certainly think of our Tampa listening audience tonight. We know that problems due to the storm, unable to be on the air down there, to our knowledge. But at the same time, we know that there are perhaps some people down there watching online. We just pray that you would bless them, keep them safe, Lord. And we just pray that you would encourage your people that are there. And again, help people outside the Florida area to continue to hold up those that are bearing the brunt of the storm here tonight up in their prayers as well. Bless the program tonight for your glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you tonight, as I said. And I am, just as I came on the program tonight, just as we were starting, we were unable to connect with our stations down in Tampa, Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN. And of course, if you've been following the news and following the weather here today, you know, it just seems like a couple of days ago we were talking about the storm coming in, crossing Florida, hitting perhaps Miami and going up the east side of Florida. Of course, Florida's a long peninsula, and we are expecting it to go that way or perhaps through the central. Really, by Friday afternoon, looked to some of the models I was looking at, looked more like it was going to go up the central portion of the state. But then, of course, that all started changing yesterday, and the models began projecting it to go further and further to the west, and that put Tampa in the crosshairs of Hurricane Irma as it came up. And of course, it crossed the Florida Keys, Key West this morning, and then it impacted, made landfall in Naples, Florida earlier late afternoon, earlier this evening, I think about 4 o'clock, if I remember correctly. It happened during the time we were in our nursing home service today. And then, of course, it's been moving up there on the west side of Florida, and they are expecting it to reach Tampa by somewhere around 1 or 2 o'clock this morning, which means that Tampa is really bearing the brunt of some of these winds in advance of the eye. And I say in another life, I would have liked to have been a weather guy. You know, I like following the weather. If I had the money and the time, I would probably one of these guys that would be a storm chaser, you know, go out there and follow these things around. And my wife and I in the Samoan Islands in the 90s had the dubious honor of going through a tropical storm, and I think a couple tropical storms, and at least one Category 1 hurricane. So it is an experience. I'm not suggesting that if you haven't had that experience that you go out and look for that experience. I mean, believe me, most people can do without that experience. And so we want to pray and ask that God would watch over, just a moment here, that God would watch over those who are struggling or are going through the storm down in Florida tonight. I got to switch a wire here. Unfortunately, had to switch away. And there, we're going to try and adjust our thing here. There we go. I think we got some sound on Facebook Live, do we now? Probably plenty of sound on Facebook Live, I think. All right. Well, but again, welcome to the program tonight. Got talking about the hurricane right away. And I'm going to come back to that in just a minute. But again, reminder, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And also want to remind you, you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page. You can go on there in Facebook and just put in Live with Pastor Al. You'll find us there as well. And let's see. We're experiencing some more problems here. I'm not sure what happened. Just a moment here. And how's that sound? Better there? Oh, okay. All right, we'll try and get this. Okay, we'll try and get this back going. All right, sorry about that. Getting a little distracted with a couple things as we get the program going here today. But again, you can give us a call tonight, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And if you got a question there about current events or the Bible, you know, that's our idea here. If you got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you tonight. 888-677-9673. If you're down in Florida and you're able to safely give us a call tonight, I know that some places you're able to, but certainly don't want somebody to try and get a hold of us and tie up the phones in an area where it would not be safe or where phone service is kind of iffy and all that. But if you're in an area in Florida that you're able to safely give us a call and want to try and call in at 888-677-9673, let us know how things are going down there. I was going to mention that starting on the air here tonight, actually got to see just a little bit of a live program, or live, I shouldn't say live program, a live feed from Bill Bunkley, who some of our listeners in Tampa to Faith Talk 57910 WTBN are familiar with him. I want to mention, even though I've talked with him on the radio a couple of times, never actually had the pleasure of meeting Bill Bunkley in person, but I tuned in last night as I was getting ready for church today, and I tuned in the feed from the Salem stations there in Tampa, Florida. And I want to say that it was, you know, even up here in Northeast Ohio, listening to Bill Bunkley and the people that he had on talking about the situation there, talking about hurricanes and the danger of hurricanes, getting prepared for them, emergency procedures and all that sort of stuff, really was very interesting, very informative. And I really want to commend him and the folks at the station for doing that yesterday. I really found it very interesting. My wife and I were listening to it all evening, even up here. Of course, we both have some family, relatives in the Tampa area, and certainly our prayers for them, their safety as well. He was able to send something out on a Facebook Live feed and just showed a little bit, I presume, outside of his house, showing some of the things around there. And it, I guess, lasted for a couple of minutes. I just saw a little bit of it there briefly. And so it's good to know that he's there, hunkered down riding out the storm. And so again, our prayers certainly go out to all of our listeners in the Tampa area and all of Florida, wherever you might be listening. We've had a number of people from St. Petersburg and even had somebody from Tallahassee call us one night that was listening on the air in Florida. And so just want you to know we're praying for you up here in Ohio, and you're just thankful to see that this storm has degraded in strength down to a Category 1. And like I said, any hurricane is a severe storm with severe weather event. And so if you're in that area, do pay attention to any kind of emergency information that you might have been given to you. And also try to stay safe. You know, they say when the eye comes through, and I was telling people at church today that when we were down in the Samoan Islands, we had a small hurricane that had formed over top of us, and myself and another missionary, Missionary John Yingling, who is now in Tennessee, working with the Baptist International Outreach. We were at the building that we met in for our church services, and we could look up, see blue sky, and it was relatively calm and everything. And then, of course, you could see the clouds all around us. And my wife called and said, "Where are you?" And we told her, "Well, we're at the church building." And she said, "How is it there?" I said, "Well, it's fine. I mean, winds are calm, and you can see the sun. The sky, blue sky up above, and clouds all around." She said, "Well, it's terrible here." And we drove back, tropical island in the middle of the South Pacific, and I think it's the first hurricane I can remember being in. And so being a Midwestern guy, both of them, myself and John Yingling, both he was from Indiana. And so here we're both in my little four-wheel drive Ford Ranger driving through flooded along a flooded road to try to get back to our families. And it was an experience driving home as we drove through that. So I'm not recommending that necessarily, that you should be doing that. You should be inside where it's safe, and you can be protected from stuff flying around. Of course, down wires, you never know where they're at, and people get electrocuted from these things. And it was interesting listening to the program last night where they were talking about how some of the biggest danger in these storms actually comes where places are where the eye passes overhead. And as the eye is passing and it gets calm, people come out and they begin looking around, trying to see. And it's a natural curiosity to go out. I'd be doing it myself. I hadn't really thought about it, but you're out there. And, of course, first responders really have not been able to get in, have not been able to assess the damage and to check for live lines that might be lying down in the water and things like that. And you go out poking around, it's easy to get hurt. And it's easy to get electrocuted. It's easy to get caught up with stuff, and then as the backside of the eye and the eye wall comes in again, to get caught outside when the winds pick up again suddenly. So it's best to stay in and just wait until the storm passes through. And then another reminder that is probably good, and this is good for us up here in the Midwest too, because even though it's September, although we just heard on the saw on the news before coming up here that they're expecting some parts here in northeastern Ohio to get down into the upper 30s tonight. This is the first week of September. We're getting into the second week, I should say. But down in the upper 30s, that's incredibly cold for this time of year. Seems like we're going to get early frost in some senses if it keeps going this way. But a lot of people get generators, and we've had blizzards in this area and times when the snow gets bad and the conditions get bad, people can't get out, power lines snap because of the snow, and so people get generators. And one thing I always knew about generators is you don't want them in the house. This is all there is to it. You don't want to put a generator in the house because, you know, it's burning gasoline, generally speaking, and as it's burning, it's also at risk of producing carbon monoxide. And if you have a generator in the house, you can find yourself getting gassed without even knowing it. And it just seems like whenever you hear a case of a hurricane or blizzard or something goes through where there's large power outages, that There's people that turn up being asphyxiated due to the carbon monoxide gas that accumulates. But here's something that I had never thought of, and I learned this listening to Bill Bunkley and his program yesterday. I hadn't thought about it, but it makes perfect sense. They were saying that if you're going to run your refrigerator or run television, you know, for information or to power your computer or something, they said, do not plug your generator into the house, you know, so that, you know, trying to feed the current into the house. I guess some people do that. They say plug your appliances directly into the generator. So you need a good, strong, extension cord that can reach outside to where your generator is. And they're suggesting generators should be well away from the house, not just right alongside where carbon monoxide can get pulled into the windows, but away where you don't have that risk. But what happens, you know, when you plug it into the house, you try to feed the electricity back into the house, it energizes the lines, and some first responder can be outside working on the lines, and he's expecting, since the line is severed, that your line's a dead line, and he picks it up, not thinking that it's live, and expecting it to be dead, and they can be in for a nasty surprise. Some first responders have been injured and some severely as a result of that. So if you plug your appliances and things directly into the generator rather than trying to feed power from the generator into the house, then you can the lines going out of your house are not going to be at risk of electrocuting first responders. So that's something to be concerned about. Of course, as well. Let's see. There's a couple other things I was thinking about here and just trying to pass on. But again, just a reminder to you, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. You can give us a call tonight at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we'll get you on the air here tonight with your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. Want to mention again that if you're in Florida and you're safely able to give us a call, or perhaps you're in an area where the storm is already, the worst of the storms passing by, we'd love to hear from you tonight with your input there. But whatever the case is, be sure that you're safe and paying attention to any emergency broadcast information, local emergency management instructions as Hurricane Irma passes through your area. And we're praying for you. So please be safe and vigilant, and we're praying God will bless you, keep you safe. And remember Isaiah chapter 4, verse 6, the Bible says, and there should be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a covert from storm and from rain. Covert, a place of protection. And God promises protection. It doesn't promise that you won't go through the storm, but God does promise that he will be with you in the storm. And so our prayers go out to you. I also want to remind you as well Nehemiah Network. You can go to columbiaroad.org. That's columbiaroad.org for Columbia Road Baptist Church. The Nehemiah Network, they have it's a disaster relief ministry operated out of the Columbia Road Baptist Church. And we've been talking about Hurricane Irma here this evening, but just remember that they're still recovering in Houston from the effects of Hurricane Harvey. And the Nehemiah's network there has sent out, I believe three truckloads of disaster relief supplies to Houston area already. And they've gotten some favorable responses back from from some of the pastors in the area. And of course, what they do is they deliver relief supplies and materials to local churches in the area. I believe it's Arise Baptist Church is one of them, Pastor, Comer, and it was one of the pastors that they were working with. And these churches then in turn go out and they distribute the supplies in their areas. They know the area, they know the people, they know where the need is, and they go out with that. And they have opportunity as they go in with relief supplies and tools to help pull out soggy carpeting and ruined furniture and drywall and stuff. They have furniture that they bring this stuff out, and they have the opportunity to be able to talk with people and pray with people and share the gospel. Perfect strangers that welcome them into their homes that perhaps before this would not have. And so continue to pray for the efforts that are going on there. I know that the Nehemiah's Network, Columbia Road Baptist Church, they will be preparing to go into Florida and parts of Alabama and Georgia, I'm sure, as they're able to, when the conditions allow them to be able to get into that area. So do pray for them. But remember, you can find them at columbiaroad.org online, or just Google Columbia Road Baptist Church, Nehemiah's Network, and you can find out how you can get involved, whether you want to give some cash to help them out. Takes them money to be able to run the trucks down there, and also they need to buy certain things. Also, you can give personal hygiene items, diapers. Those are always needed. Bottled water. There's all sorts of things that they have need of from time to time. Shovels, tools, and things to help clean up. And so let me recommend them. There's other good ones out there, Samaritan's Purse and things like that, but Nehemiah's Network is local. I know the people that are there. It's a good ministry, and it's a good use of your money and your effort to work with them as well. All right. Well, we've got Tom calling in tonight. And Tom, welcome to the program this evening.
Hello, Pastor. How you doing?
I am doing well. How about yourself?
Good. We coming up on the break here pretty soon?
Probably under 5 minutes or so.
Okay. Yeah. Good job you're doing. I know I've been following you this week and all your efforts with the other pastors to, encourage donations and, charitable, whatever, to the people in Texas and Florida. I think it's terrific. In fact, we had a drive at our church, and you could either give money or bring in canned goods or, paper goods, whatever. So we had a good turnout for that. And, it warms your heart good, to give in the Lord's name. But I just wanted to compliment you and tell the listeners out there, you do a terrific job in that calling of God to, that the Lord said that we always have to remember other people and give out of our need as well.
And what you brought out is a good point, because I was thinking about the word charity that's in the Bible.
Right.
And charity is a great word. Now, I was going to turn over there real quick while I'm thinking about that in 1 Corinthians here. And let me just get turned over there. But thank you for mentioning that, Tom. I appreciate that, and appreciate your prayers. Appreciate all that you're doing and what your church is doing. Of course, many people praying and all. The word charity here, as we come into 1 Corinthians chapter page 13. Chapter 13. I was at chapter 11 there, and I'm thinking, why don't I see the word charity? I was on the wrong page, turned a page or one more page.
That people used to use years ago. You don't hear it a lot.
Yeah. Well, see, I like this word, and let me share just this right here, because thinking about this and giving to people's needs. In 1 Corinthians 13, starting verse 1, he says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, and becomes a sounding brass or a tinkling symbol, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. And it's talking about this word charity here, but it goes on talking about charity through this chapter, and then concludes in verse 13, now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. And a lot of the modern versions of the Bible have changed charity to love in this passage, and I think it's a disservice. Because think about this. This is what charity really means.
Well, there's really two different meanings, huh?
Yeah, I was going to say, what this means is a type of love, but it's a type of love that so cares for another person that you want to give to that person's need.
Yeah.
Isn't that what charity really encompasses?
Yeah, well, that's really what that's the large part of the gospel message. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Christ came to, to set us free from our sin, but there's something we have to do for it too. It's not just, oh, I'm saved and I'm going to go on my merry way here.
Right.
No, we're called to get in the battle here and stand for not only the Lord, but to represent the kindness of the Lord.
Right. And
in our giving. Yeah.
And that ultimate gift of charity was when, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, isn't it?
Yeah. And, the blessings that we look back is not like the blessings that's being taught today, Pastor. Well, we know there's a lot of people out there with the prosperity teaching and everything else. Mm-hmm. That's fine. I'm not going to criticize it, but I'm going to say this, that, we shouldn't give by, looking, if we're going to give $100, expecting the Lord should give us $1,000 back. The Lord blesses us in other ways. It's just his presence and all the things he does for us that sometimes we take for granted. But I just in my wife and I giving today, it just warms your heart walking away doing that,
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And when you can see that you make a difference in somebody's life, it really makes a difference. And it's not just giving money. It's giving your time. It's giving your attention. It's giving your effort, isn't it?
I think the key in our giving is to give with a good spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because, it's not because, of course we should give to God because
right.
He gives everything to us.
Hey, our break is coming up, Tom. Do you want to hold over to the next half?
God bless you for all your
All right, thank you.
But I think it's terrific, so.
All right, thanks. Stay tuned. Live host Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Why? Well, because the Bible says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show has been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. All right, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight, and I hope you'll be able to stick with us, and I hope that you're praying for our folks down in Florida tonight. We're unable to connect with the station down there, and I don't think it's because they've been blown away. I think it's just because they probably had to evacuate the area where they're at down there tonight. They are not very far at all from the water there. I think we looked on the map and saw that the station itself is about a block or so, I think, from the bay, or at least the water, wherever, one of the rivers or something coming in. But pray for them and the folks down in Florida as they're in the midst of this Hurricane Irma coming through. And, of course, we're going to continue on with our program here tonight. We spent some time talking about the hurricane earlier. We may revisit that a time or two. But if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, and you can give us a call tonight at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the air here this evening. And just a reminder, of course, that you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can find out more about us there, listen to past programs there, or you can go to our live Facebook live, our Facebook page. We're actually broadcasting live on Facebook, our continuing saga of trying to get the sound quality with Facebook Live. It's just right now I'm probably coming in clearer because we're just going directly through rather than trying to pick up from the headset here like we were trying, and we've tried some other things. But if we get a caller, I'll try to compensate as we can. But at any rate, glad to have you with us tonight. Just a reminder, we're also brought to you tonight not only by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, where I'm the pastor, but also by East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. You can find East Coast Pizza at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. You can call East Coast Pizza for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. If you mention Live with Pastor Al, you can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. That's East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, and we mentioned them because not only is it great pizza, and you'll enjoy it, believe me, but also if you're out there and you want to start a pizza shop of your own, or maybe you've got a restaurant, you need a good pizza recipe, you want to add pizza to your restaurant, maybe you've got your own pizza shop and the pizza's just not that good and you need a better recipe. Why don't you call East Coast Pizza at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. Ask for Gus. He can help you get started. It's not a franchise. It's his own recipe. It's his own sauce, his own dough, and it is good. And you can contact him and find out how you can get into the pizza business yourself at 216-341-9100. Ask for Gus. All right, we'll get back to the program here tonight, and we're talking about charity there at the close of the last half hour, and charity is such a good word, and it's a word that our caller in the last half hour is saying you just don't hear that much about, and it's a shame. Charity in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is used in many of the verses there, and it's talked about, and it concludes chapter 13 with verse 13 saying, Now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. And I was pointing out that a lot of modern versions of the Bible have changed the word charity to love. Now, love is a good word. Don't get me wrong. Love is a good word. But love is kind of a generic word, because when we say love, what do we mean? Yeah, the context has to tell us something. You know, I love my wife. I love ice cream. I love my cat. I love a nice autumn day, you know, but clearly I don't mean the same thing with each of those words. So when I look at that in 1 Corinthians 13, in the King James Version of the Bible, it says charity. Now, if you understand the derivations of words and all, and you look at what's being said in the Greek, you know, we know that in the Greek sometimes, as it comes into the English, we're changing languages. And I believe that God gave us not only the originals, but I believe that God preserved his word to preserve that inspired word into the King James Version of the Bible. And he guided them to use the word charity for a reason. And the reason is that in this type of, or in this usage here in 1 Corinthians 13, he's talking about the type of love that sees the need that another person has and wants to give to meet that need. And I was thinking about that. We were talking about the hurricane relief efforts ongoing in Texas, of course, and they're going to be starting up as soon as the weather clears and the roads are opened up to get down into Florida and elsewhere. And I'm sure efforts down into Puerto Rico, down into the Virgin Islands and St. Martin's, of course, just devastated. And Barbados, another island down there, just scoured by Hurricane Irene as a Category 4, Category 5 hurricane when it came through there. And many people down there, you know, just devastated. And so various organizations are going to be going through there. But again, let me recommend Nehemiah's Network, Ministry of the Columbia Road Baptist Church in North Olmsted, Ohio. You can find them at columbiaroad.org. That's columbiaroad.org. You can find them. Go to our website. I think I have some links there as well. And that's a good local charity that you can give to. They've already sent, I believe, 3 trucks down to Houston. They're going to be sending trucks with supplies down to Florida and those areas as they're able as well. And so you can go online, you can find them and how to get in touch with them. Maybe we'll get some more information on that here before the program ends. But getting back to this word charity here and thinking about this, when you see somebody that has a need, and you're moved with compassion for that person, and out of a sense of compassion, you express love by meeting the needs of that person, you're showing charity. This is a form of love. And that's why I like having the word charity here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, rather than just the generic word love, because this emphasizes that idea. And of course, the ultimate form of charity was when God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave to our need. And so this is a reminder here, this word charity. It's a good word. It's a word that has been abused. Charity has come in the minds of some people to simply mean handouts. And that's not what it means. It means when you have so much love for somebody else that you want to meet the need of that person. As an expression of your love. That's charity. That's what charity should be. And so this is why I believe the Bible says, now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. And, you know, maybe you've heard at church or in Sunday school the little expression, the secret to joy, J-O-Y, is Jesus first, others second, yourself last. And that's kind of encompassed in that word charity as well. When you put the needs of others before yourself, and that's what we see in the aftermath of some of these storms. You know, we've had, you know, so much in the news, riots and people fighting with each other, you know, you have Black Lives Matter and Antifa and groups like that on one side, and then you have the white supremacists and the KKK and the neo-Nazis on the other side and fighting back and forth. But some of the pictures that have been coming out of some of these areas affected by these hurricanes, you're seeing people who are coming together. Doesn't matter what skin color they are. Doesn't matter what socioeconomic background they are. These are people who are moved with compassion, that are helping and taking care of each other. And as believers, we ought to be all the more desirous of helping people and encouraging people in these times of trouble. So do continue to pray for the people suffering from the effects of Hurricane Harvey as well as the ongoing effects right now of Hurricane Irma. And don't forget, Hurricane Jose is out there in the Pacific, following along behind. And then, of course, I believe it was Thursday or Friday, an 8-point-something or another earthquake down in Mexico. And they were being hit by Hurricane Katia, which I believe was a Category 1 or 2 when it came ashore. And so it's just been a three-part whammy that's come through here. And, you know, we're still in the middle of hurricane season. So, but this ought to be a time that we as Christian can take stock, you know, and what can we do to help those around us, and certainly to give, to show charity, and also to pray for people that are in these areas. I heard somebody on the radio coming up to do the program tonight, and they were saying, well, we don't know why the hurricane suddenly started losing some of its strength, but we're glad for it. You know, we're not sure of the mechanics and all that. But I thought, you know, there's been a lot of people praying that this hurricane would lose strength, because yesterday they were expecting it to hit Tampa as a Category 3 at least. And now they're expecting it to be rolling in probably within the next hour or hour and a half, 2 hours, something like that, as a Category 1. And so I believe God has been weakening these storms as people have been praying. I encourage you to continue to pray that the storm would weaken, and it'll soon dissipate as it comes further inland. All right. I wanted to mention something else, too. Reminder, tomorrow is September 11, and that's also called Patriot Day. And Patriot Day had the name before the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001, but that kind of overshadows everything. And we think about the destructiveness of hurricanes, and certainly hurricanes and similar natural disasters have probably caused more damage and death than terrorist attacks in our country. But still, this reminds us of the reality of evil in the world, the reality of evil systems of thought and belief, such as Islam and fundamentalist Islam, and the attacks that were motivated by their belief in the Quran and the belief that they were doing Allah's will, as the Quran says, to strike terror into the hearts of the unbelievers, and in their efforts to spread Islam throughout the world. And so we think about that. Well, what is it? 16 years ago, I believe, 2001, September 11th. And we think about that. And so take some time tomorrow to reminisce on that a little bit, and thank God for the freedom that we have, and for the fact that we've not had any substantial terrorist attacks in the line of 9/11 since then. Now, does that take away from the seriousness of other attacks that we've had? Absolutely not. We just haven't had any of quite that magnitude, and thankful for that. I've heard some people on the air discussing, you know, are we just that good at stopping these things, or have we been lucky? And I've heard more than one person who's been involved in intelligence and counter affairs activities say, it's not that we're that good. Something is going on, and I believe part of that has been God's hand of protection watching over us and preventing some things. Because there's just some attacks that have been headed off, little things, flukes that kept it from happening, and where it very easily could have been a catastrophic attack, and probably more than what we realize. But continue to pray for our country. And, you know, these things should be a reminder to us to turn back to God. And what makes me think of this, yesterday, the second Saturday in September, I believe is what it is each year. Second Saturday in September is called the, let's see if I can get the name correctly, the National Day of Remembrance for Aborted Children. And I had the opportunity yesterday to go out to
Akron, Ohio, on the south side of Akron, northeast, Right to Life, northeast Ohio, had a program there in remembrance of the aborted children. And it was located at the Holy Cross Cemetery there on the south side of Akron. And there were a number of people who were there, who were out there to show support. And I think they estimated they had a little over 100 people that showed up. And there were several of us that were asked to speak. Myself, Chris Long, with the president of the Ohio Christian Alliance, was there. Of course, Denise Leopold, who is the director of Northeast Ohio Right to Life. And then we had Ohio Senator Frank LaRose of Ohio Senate District. It's the district that I'm in. I should know what the number is. I think it's District 27 or so. And he's in Ohio, in the Ohio Senate. He spoke. We also had Ohio's Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor was there. She spoke. And then Robin Swoboda, which people in northeastern Ohio, many people familiar with Robin Swoboda, being on the air. I did not realize it. I learned a little something. She had actually been in Miami, Florida herself before coming up to Cleveland, Ohio. And she was brought up to Cleveland from Miami and has been here ever since. And so many people here in this area are familiar with her. And I'm sitting there between Senator LaRose and Lieutenant Governor Taylor and seeing, well-known media person, Robin Swoboda, over there and all these people. And I'm thinking, how in the world am I sitting here in the midst of this? You know, it's like, here I am, pastor of a small Baptist church in Richfield, Ohio, hosting a radio program, and here I'm sitting here between these people, asked to say a few words at this event in memory of the aborted children in our country. But basically what happened was our church, if you remember, we were talking about this back in July, our church had a booth at the Summit County Fair. We're in Summit County, Ohio, here in northeastern Ohio. And while we were there at the fair, this is our third year at the fair. And the first year we were there at the fair, the Right to Life booth was a few booths up as you came in from where we were. And I did a program from the Summit County Fair, one of our Friday afternoon programs, and I was able to talk with Denise Leopold, who's the director of Right to Life here, the Northeastern Ohio chapter, or however it's expressed. And she remembered that. And this last year, their booth was right next to ours. And so we were there, my wife and I were there manning the booth, had a great time, and talking with people as they came up to see our board, you know, three things that God can't do, and try to figure that out. And while we were there, Denise Leopold came in to man the booth for a while for the Right to Life. And we got to talking, and she said, "Hey, we have something coming up in September. Would you want to speak at it?" And I thought, you know, being a Baptist pastor, we like to talk, right? And so I said, "Well, when and where?" And she told me when. And I said, "Well, if it's Saturday, I should be able to do it." And so long story short, maybe not so short, but there I was sitting there yesterday between state senator and the Ohio lieutenant governor, looking at the group thinking, how did I get here? But it was very good. And, you know, you think about it. As I got up to speak, I was looking at the numbers of abortions, and of course, it's over 59.5 million abortions have taken place since the legalization of Roe versus Wade in this country. And when we think about it on a daily basis, you know, the program started about 1 o'clock, and by the time that I spoke, which is probably about 1:30 or so in that general time frame, I was looking at a few things to try and gauge. There's an abortion counter online. It counts from various sources approximately, you know, how fast abortions are occurring in the United States. And I got up and I said, listen, you know, there's been 1,500 abortions approximately that have taken place just this day alone. And it kind of puts it in perspective. And then later on, toward the end of the program, Denise Leopold held up a picture. And for those of us here in northeastern Ohio, you may remember an event that took place last July, not the Republican National Convention, but another event that took place just a couple of weeks before that. Rare occurrence, still don't know exactly how it happened, but the Cleveland Cavaliers won the championships, and they had this massive spontaneous parade through downtown Cleveland. And she held up an aerial picture of the parade. I believe it was about 1.3 million people. And she said the number of people represented in this picture is approximately the same as the number of babies that are killed, aborted in 1 year's time. Now think about that. She said it'd be as if you took everybody that was there at that parade and killed them. That's the number of babies being aborted in this country in a year's time. And you look at these numbers and they become kind of sobering. And so let me encourage you, God loves children. And, you know, those children, God knows each one of them by name. And one of the things that was really kind of sad to learn is that even though they have a memorial there for these aborted children, they don't have any that are buried there, because the vast number of children that have been aborted in this country, their burial ground is the local landfill. And that's a sad thing. If not the local landfill, they've been incinerated. And yet God remembers them all. Each one of them is a distinct creation of God. The Bible says we're fearfully and wonderfully made. We belong to Him. He created us. And, you know, God knows who they are, and He has not forgotten them, even though people may have forgotten them. And so we need to remember. And that's what the whole idea of the National Day of Remembrance for Aborted Children it was about, is remembering this slaughter of these children. And I remember several people said that we're going to do this until abortion is ended in this country. And I remember saying to one person that said that you know, rather than end it, then, you know, you should keep it going so that we could continue to remember what abortion cost this country. And so do continue to pray for them. And I know not everybody's going to go out and picket an abortion clinic, and I'm not saying that you have to, but you can certainly pray, and you can certainly do what you can to be able to reach people and educate people. These are human lives that are ended, and through no fault of their own. They didn't, they're not responsible for how they were conceived. They had no choice in the matter. They're human lives, and when somebody decides that human life is worth nothing, well, you got to remember, God did not decide that human life is worth nothing. He remembers that child, and the Bible says their angels are ever before God. Well, we're coming out of time here on the program tonight. I wanted to mention those things and just remind you to keep praying for the folks in Florida. And maybe next week we'll be able to get somebody from Florida on to tell us how things are going and how they fared in Florida. Pray for them. Thanks for listening tonight. Hope you have a great week. Stay safe and God bless.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and every Friday night at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452 Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Tune in every week for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 o'clock on this station. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.
The preceding program's views, claims, or representations may not reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Media Group.